Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is Lita. Did it come through twice? Okay. All right. Anyway, I've already stuffed it up. I've obviously done something wrong. But this is episode 173, and it wouldn't be a show without me stuffing something up, so yay. Anyway, today is Saturday, July 6, 2019. As I said, I am your host, Lita, and joining me this week, that way, is Awesome Trousers. Good morning, good evening, hey. All of that stuff. Hey.
Greetings.
Like your picture. Thanks for that picture.
It's Fabio.
It's Fabio. It looks great. I love it. Okay. And this week we have got Seffy is joining us. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Hi, hello. I'm great.
Excellent.
I haven't done anything podcasty before, so we're gonna see how this plays.
Nice. Nice. Well, I can, thank you for saying yes. That's always a good thing. And welcome to the world of podcasting, live Twitch, all of that. Well, you already do Twitch, but you know what I mean. This kind of genre of it. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Anyway, let's get started and let's have a little chat with you because we want to find out about you and what you've been doing because I know that you've been playing in particularly Green Man for a while. So how about we start off and find out a little bit about you, the player behind the characters.
All right. Well, my real name is Scott. I haven't really shied away from sharing that. I know a lot of people prefer one-on-one avatar-based names, so mm-hmm. I'm always free to share that. But I've used variations of the Sephiroth 1277 for probably a decade now, and it's just kind of stuck there. So whatever works, shortened versions, what have you. I'm 25 years old, and I work we're banking mm-hmm. up in the northern tip of California, and I live with my fiance. She works full-time too, and we actually do a lot of WoW stuff together, not so much on stream, but that's where we spend a lot of our time.
Nice.
Outside of the game, yeah, we once in a while, but ooh. I'm more into the challenges than she is.
yeah. Alrighty.
And yeah, outside of the game, I like to just watch various weirdo cartoon TV series and go to the gym and hike around the woods. That's me.
Nice. Hiking. Nice. Excellent.
Yeah, sounds like a balanced life and active. Mm-hmm. So, but how long have you tried? When did you first try the challenge?
I didn't start the challenge until probably deeper into Legion. Mm-hmm. I tried it a little bit near the end of Warlords of Draenor, but it was more just a... didn't take it too seriously mm-hmm. at that point. This Warlords was just a weird time, too, for everyone playing the game, so I think it was Yeah, for that reason.
When I first started, it was during Warlords.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Lita's trying to fix something and it's not working. I will stop playing. All right. Okay, so what's your currently focused on? As I said, I know that you're doing Green Man. Is that the only thing that you're focused on? And what is it about the challenges that you are enjoying?
That's about it right now. This is probably the fifth or sixth Green Man warrior specifically. Mm-hmm. I tend to not stray. because I've tried some other classic iron and even some other Green Man stuff, kind of back and forth between, and I tend to not get very far or a lot more quickly. Mm-hmm. So I've just been trying to reattempt Green Man Warriors and get further and further and further. I do main a warrior when I do casual play, so I'm better at them.
Yeah,
and I think the green is just a little more easy because it's not. But if you haven't won the Iron Man before, I think it's a really good sort of intermediate. Like, yeah, I pulled off something cool, but I'm not sitting here sweating bullets on every single mob. Mm-hmm. So that's been my project, and I'm going to keep working on that ideally until I win. Just mm-hmm. perseverance.
Nice. That's the way to go. Keep trying.
It is.
Nope, can't give up. Right. If you die, just nope, we're starting over.
Mm-hmm. Good attitude. Yeah,
no big deal.
Yep, absolutely.
Take a quick break and give it another go. So, what is your fondest challenge memory?
First time I got one of these warriors into Northrend. Mm-hmm. All I've gotten is 66. Oh. And then I pulled what looked like a rare in Grizzly Hills, and it was much beefier than I thought, and he was faster than I was, so I couldn't run away, and that was the end of that. Yeah. Getting into that zone, Grizzly Hills is like my second favorite zone in the game. So just that sense of accomplishment of finally getting into content and being somewhere that's just so beautiful to look at and hear in the game, and having gotten there just through the challenge rules was just a very peaceful sort of at ease feeling. Like, here I am, we made it, this zone is awesome, and to more later game zones that I could have some fun with. That one, but we're going to get back.
Nice. Good attitude. Absolutely. All right. So, well, tell us how you're normally leveling, because it's always intriguing. You know, the game's changed a lot lately, and everyone, like, some people have similar paths, some people have really different paths, especially to what I do. So it's always intriguing, and it also helps, you know, for us as we're going along to be like, oh, okay, well, you know, such and such said this was a really good zone. So what do you usually do when you start leveling a toon?
Definitely. So it's always going to vary a little bit, of course, depending on what race and class you're choosing. Mm-hmm. But I'd say the main consistencies are that I will abuse the 1 to 20 zones as long as I can. Mm-hmm. That usually just gives you maybe 2 and a bit of them, depending on where you're starting. I'll stick with Alliance. I'll do most of the Night Elf starting zone, and then I'll jump over to like Elwynn Forest and stay there as long as possible, just because they're easy and fast. They're made to be compact. Mm-hmm. Things more safely. Depending on where I've ended up, which, if we're being fair, is usually Elwynn Forest, at where everything actually starts ending up, mm-hmm. is just to start abusing the now 10 to 60, which has been really nice with the level scaling. I was actually really happy with that.
Yeah.
Especially for this challenge.
Uh-huh.
It was more of like an abuse mechanic, you know, so I can go into Westfall and I can do everything, and then I'll usually end up going to Loch Modan and Dark Shore when I'm done, and doing all of those for the same reason. Mm-hmm. Then once those few zones are done, I tend to avoid anything in Kalimdor until later. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a fan of it in general.
Yep.
Me personally, of course, but I kind of stick in the Eastern Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Are done, I'll do a bit of Red Ridge, which you have to kind of walk on glass in Red Ridge.
Yes.
ugh, God. And then it's really more what I'm in the mood for. I can say that I'll avoid areas like Duskwood, that fun. Go into I'm blanking on the name. The southernmost tip of the Eastern Kingdoms.
Yeah, Stranglethorn.
Name. Thank you, Stranglethorn.
Yeah,
Stranglethorn.
Cape
yeah. Yeah. Cape of, yeah.
Yeah. Relatively empty roleplay server, so when you go into Stranglethorn, it's really easy to get the massive collections and kills that you need on all of the, you know, tigers, panthers, raptors, so it goes honestly pretty fast. And from there, again, it's just sort of the zones that I feel like doing, because I haven't gotten past level 65. I unfortunately can't speak to anything beyond. I've only done a bit of Northrend, so after that, I'm kind of not too good of a resource.
Do you have an idea, though, of where you would like to go? Like, have you thought out, well, I want to not go to, you know, I don't know, say, Zoldyrak because it's horrible and there's fly things? Or, like, have you thought about particular places where you know you don't want to go at the moment?
I thought a little bit about where I would like to go and less about where I wouldn't. So I've said before how much I like what I can do in Northrend and avoid Outland in that period. Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then my favorite zone of the game is Deepholm. Yeah. So there's possible once we get into like Cataclysm content. And I like Hyjal too. Avoid Vashir like the plague.
It's hell and normal team, so
And then beyond that, really anywhere in Mists of Pandaria seems okay right now. Again, I haven't been there, so I'm sure I'll figure out the hard way what's good and what's bad. And then Legion and BFA, I haven't done that much even casually in them, so that becomes more of a mystery. But at least up until that point, I know where I want to stick to once I'm level 60. And then once I'm level 100, I will figure it out.
No, well, at least you got a plan. And I think that's sometimes a good thing. You're mapping a path forward. You've mapped something up until current now. So I think by mapping towards, you know, I try and look not too far ahead as well when I'm leveling, because sometimes it just means that I'm dead. So, you know, nobody needs to do that. But, you know, just to be kind of like two steps ahead to get a vague idea. So, yeah, I think that's good. So, no. Well, thank you for that, because that helps. I think that helps all of us to a certain degree. So, yeah.
But since you have played it for a few years, do you have any embarrassing deaths or experiences?
Man, do I have to? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to share.
Sharing is caring.
It is.
Yeah, I thought of a couple. So at one point a while back near the beginning of the Green Man's life, I had gotten a Green Priest into Winterspring. Sort of on one of the edges of Winterspring, there's like this really big cliff with all of the like rocky giant looking creatures.
Yes.
Did I misjudge the cliff instead of going around it? I tried to jump down it and then didn't even put on my levitate, which was an option.
Oh no. Oh.
On the bottom, like, so stupid. I was so mad. And then my fiance's over here like, oh, you didn't put on levitate. I'm like, thank you.
She's supportive. You know, go her, I say. That's nice.
So I don't jump off anything anymore. I don't care if it's like 6 inches off the ground. I'm just la-di-dying down the path because no.
I like that. That could be a potential show title right there. I don't jump off anything. There we go. That's a possible one. Let me write that down. Okay.
It's a good piece of advice in general for anyone. Like, you can't just die and get back up. Like, no, mm-hmm. don't.
No.
It's 10 seconds off your life to jump off a cliff. Beyond Winter Spring, I've just died a million times in Red Ridge, so I don't even know why I keep going there. Mm-hmm. But so many places you can die mm-hmm. in Red Ridge. And I keep getting surprised at something else. That something else happens that I haven't seen. I think the most recent one, like the obvious ones are like the warg camps. You step on a warg foot and you're just done.
Yeah.
Surprised me was you have the Bravo Company and you're in the final cave getting the last one.
Yes.
And if you jump off and that orc elite in there, I think his name, aggroes you first before them, then mm-hmm. he just one shots you. That's it.
Yeah. So, ouch.
Yeah. And I guess my last one was I was in the Badlands at one point, and I just walked too close to a horde NPC camp.
Mm-hmm.
And he just shot me. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
Appreciate it.
I think I would have to say the majority, maybe. I wonder what percentage of all challenge players has had that happen to a degree. I know I have. I'll easily put up my hand to that. Awesome. Have you done that?
I've been close a few times.
Okay, so yeah, haven't actually died.
Yeah, I've died from many other mistakes, but I was pretty close in Hinterlands by the beach where you find all the all the turtles.
Oh.
So I was pretty close to the horde camp there because my challenge tunes are mainly Alliance.
Uh-huh.
And I'm used to playing horde, so I was on my way into the camp and light bulb went off and I made a 180.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Yeah. No, I think most of us can feel your pain, Seffy, on that one for sure. So do you actually have a worse zone, though, like that you will never touch, like ever again, whether it's bad experience or hearing us talk about, like, obviously Red Ridge is Dead Ridge for the majority of us. Yeah. So, but is there something that just really, you're just like, not going there?
Like Duskwood or?
Yeah, Duskwood.
Yeah,
said I should say Red Ridge, but I'm a moron and I'm gonna keep doing it.
Well, it's got good grinding quests to start. You know, go kill the gnolls. It's grindy. It's like Stranglethorn. You like a bit of grindy. Yeah. I know I do. So you know, yeah.
I will never try the Barrens again either.
Okay.
I tried there one time, and what was it? I think it was a regular Iron Man, like a Tauren, and I pulled some Centaur, and I don't even know what was going on. I misjudged, like, I killed one, and then three more spawned, and I just got really confused, and I was just, it was more of like a baby rage fit, like, you know, the Baron sucks, and I was just...
baby rage fit.
I don't
want to
go back.
I like that.
Back.
Baby rage fit. I like that. There's a show title right there. Excellent. Okay, so with all the tunes and all the time that you've been playing challenges, obviously, tips and tricks are the things that we love, you know, because they can help us. We can certainly ignore them. however, for you, what do you think is the most advice that you give to someone wanting to try a challenge tune, and then obviously any tips or tricks that you've found works for you?
Actually, so I think the first most important thing is that this is a take your time situation and is the opposite. It can be tempting sometimes to look at those rankings and go, ooh, there's only, you know, one person that's completed the green man right now at max level, so I'm gonna go, but you need to just kind of go down one at a time, because you get too eager, pull too much. going to die. Mm-hmm. Be a hero, like, there's no point.
Yep.
That being said, if you do die, then just learn from it and do your research and don't... I can say that I haven't ever died to the same thing twice.
Mm-hmm.
Need to make that important.
That's good. Yeah.
Because you don't learn. You're going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to... I say that you should always play a class you enjoy rather than a class that has utility. And I say that because Ord, you're going to be more sloppy, more zoned out, and less willing to pull off the grind. Mm-hmm. So people have commented to me all the time that, like, warriors are so hard, warriors are so much more difficult. I'm like, yeah, when I'm playing them, I'm much more focused and entertained and just having a ball with them so I can learn how they go.
Yeah.
And focus out more.
Mm-hmm. No, good point. Because, like you said, one, it's a slow journey. Like, well, it's a journey that takes time. You can't rush it. So enjoy what you're playing. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, everybody talks about night elves, but I generally don't like elves, so I don't play that class, so I don't get the racial benefit, but at least I enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. It's just way too important, and I favor the night elves personally, but, you know.
Mm. You play what you like when it comes down to it. And, you know, that way then you're more connected to your character and the journey. So I think that's important for all of us. So, all right. Anything else? Any other little tips, tricks that you'd like to share?
Don't go into Red Ridge.
Don't do Red Ridge.
Maybe.
Do as I say, don't do as I do. That's what it should be.
Exactly, saying. Yeah. If you watch me, don't copy me.
Adults can say that.
Just don't give up. Like, there are tens of thousands of players who have attempted, died, given up, what have you, and there aren't even 100 total finished total category combined that have pulled off any of these challenges, so it's like, it's not just a walk in the door kind of club. Like, you need to realize and understand that you're going to die 100 times before you win. Yeah. That attitude.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a good way to say. Like, obviously for some of us it's way more than 100, but anyway, we're still getting there. You know, it gets under your skin. That's the thing about the challenges. It does get under your skin and you're like, damn it, I can do this. I can do this. All right. Well, do you want to tell us how's your week been in game? What have you been up to?
I haven't been as crazy active in the game the past couple weeks, unfortunately. There's been stuff going on. Just promotion stuff, training stuff. I've just been preoccupied there. Mm-hmm. Gotten my current green man from level 30 to 33.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And that's really the only project right now. I want to keep working on that and maybe start a new classic iron and give it a go again. But that's about it for me right now.
Mm-hmm. 33 is good. Like, it's getting there. So well done.
Yeah.
And how many green items are you wearing? Because obviously we can have, you know, you can go from wearing one to full out greens. Do you kind of all in, you know, you're all in, so whatever greens you pick up, you'll get? Or do you restrict what green items that you're wearing on your warrior?
No, I go all in. So just constantly upgrade wear. Mm-hmm. Just in my mind, personally, if I were to restrict down to one or maybe even just a couple more than that, I should just play the Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. No, fair enough. Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing all of those. So, and we hope best of luck with your warrior. And if you do start a new iron, good luck with that as well. So awesome. Let's find out. What have you been doing this week?
So, I started to focus more on the challenge tunes like 3 weeks ago, So, and of course took advantage of the Midsummer Fire Festival. So I got quite a few levels on my pacifist.
Nice.
It finally passed the 60 mark, and I'm Yay. Really close to 62.
Awesome.
So that's quite fun actually. But now that I have passed the 60 mark and get flying. I'm flying. Mm-hmm. It's quite nerve-wracking, to be honest. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between the fires in both Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms, I held my breath quite a few times
mm-hmm.
when I passed, when I crossed the border between the zones.
Yep.
And also when I went into Hyjal and the higher level zones.
Yeah.
So it's, I must admit that I don't think I will spend that much time on my pacifist until I have my backup up to like the 40 mm-hmm. mark.
Mm-hmm.
So I did start a new pacifist during the Midsummer Fire Festival.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard to get up to level 5.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to get to level 5 to get the professions.
Yeah.
But, so besides focusing on the pacifist, I started a new Ironman.
Oh, nice.
And,
okay.
So it's the it's a blood elf that you can see on my picture.
Or Fabio. Naked,
the hunter.
Fabio.
And it's Fabio. Nice. So I, like I said, I'm not a big fan of the elves, but I need something different to look at because mm-hmm. I'm usually playing. Orc,
yep,
or the human rogues that I have as my pacifist.
Nice.
So that's quite fun. And so I'm up to level 22 on my naked hunter, and
okay.
It's going quite well, almost too well. So I got quite close to to dying.
Oh no!
In Barrens.
Oh.
Yes,
where at?
Yes,
Where at? Which part?
It was at the Centaur camps.
Uh-huh.
Told you, Barrens is lame.
Yeah. But I, because they spawn and they have quite a few patrols running around. Mm-hmm. So I got really close like 3 or 4 yeah. times.
Mm-hmm.
And so the adrenaline was pumping. But and also close to... Ratchet, I think it's called,
mm-hmm.
where you can we take the boat from Stranglethorn to Ratchet.
Yep.
So when you go up the hill by the neutrals, the level 90 neutrals, and the raptors and lions.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I was attacking the rare lion there. And I don't know if I aggroed or if he called for help or something, but I had like 5 or 6 lions running after me.
Ow.
Yep.
Just disengaged and run like hell.
Yep.
So yeah, it's risky. So I don't think I will spend much time in Barrens.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will go back to Eastern Kingdoms or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's there's just sometimes some zones with stuff you just got to go as much as and look perfect example. Perfect example, Silver Pine. I cannot get past Agatha. Every single time I freaking die on one of the challenge tunes. And it really, really hurts me because I love Silver Pine so much. And if you don't get through Agatha, there is no more questing. Like, that's literally it. So I've tried... Yeah. Everything to make Agatha, and Agatha's just like standing in the back going, hey, you're fine. Oh, you're dead. Oh,
you got this.
Yeah. Oopsie. Sorry. Did you want me to help? No. So, and I know.
The next part for me is the pirate camps by Ratchet. That's the next step for me, and it's really risky.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe go to Arathi or Hinterlands or something. Mm-hmm. I think that will be next for me.
Ooh, Hinterlands is good questing, definitely.
It's
fantastic. We've got so many choices. Like, really.
Yeah, with the scaling, it's really good.
Yeah, you know, whereas, a year ago, we'd all be going, oh, well, I can't go back here and I can't go over here because, you know, I've out-leveled that zone. So at least now you can jump around. And we always talk about this as being, you don't need to be a completionist. You don't need to complete a zone. You can drop a quest. You don't have to do certain quests. If your gut instinct's telling you don't do it, don't do this zone, you know, go somewhere else. Follow the gut instinct, because I know if I don't, dead every time, every single time. So, yeah, but that's good.
Perfect, but it just take the good with the bad and enjoy the freedom.
Yep. Exactly. But 61 on your passy, is this your highest passy? Awesome.
Yeah, the level 61. It's my first and only pacifist up to like
the
new one that I started now. So
yep.
I've been really careful and running around in gnome starting zone and doing the dailies feels a little bit like cheating, but Farah told me that it will be harder from now on.
Mm-hmm. In the immortal advice from our queen of pacifists, Fair, I constantly have in my head that it's easier to walk away from something and to think, oh, should I try it, than to end up being dead and then looking at your turn going, I had a choice. Did I have to do it? Did I not? I should have gone with not. So I've always got Fair right here. She's on my right side. Going, Lena!
Lena!
Okay, Lena!
She's like, don't do that. Yeah. No. Love the advice that we get from her, because she is so, so knowledgeable. Absolutely. As well as a lot of other. Fair knows exactly what I'm saying. Yes. Heart you, my girl. Thank you. But she gives some fantastic advice. And obviously, she has got her her guide as well that people can check out. Like, there's lots of passy advice on the forums. So, so definitely do that. Well, good luck with the new passy as well. Awesome. Because it is. Getting from 1 to 5 on a passy is, you
so
know.
So hard.
That's probably the hardest thing.
It is.
Really.
It's level 8 now and soon level 10 and I get the dailies. So the grind starts now.
Dailies is good. Absolutely. All right. Okay. Well, let me tell you what I've been up to this week, boys. It's not been a lot, which is surprising. But I did get I played some green this week for something a bit different. I dusted off my Night Elf Hunter, Jade Leiter, and I took her from 37 to 42. And you know what? I did some fires, but I didn't just do fires. I did questing. I was in Duskwood. I'm a sucker for Duskwood. So there's a couple of quests I don't do, but I love it's another place, Duskwood. It's, you know, it's creepy. I enjoy creepy. Place. So, you know, that's
the Halloween feeling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's kind of like the undead for the Alliance side as kind of feeling. So I do love that. And I've been into Northern Stranglethorn, which again, I know there's lots of people that are like, that don't do it. But I love the grindy quests because, you know, you go and do the Helmet Nessingwary ones and panthers are still a pain in the neck. Those stealth panthers. They hit like a brick, honestly. But so we've gotten through that. I didn't really have too much because I got to the end of those, you know, where you've got to kill elite or whichever one right at the end. There, I tell you what, on an iron, there is no way I would even, no way I'd even look at it. So on a green, and I'm not fully decked out in green, but she's got a fair few. So I was okay, but its hit points were nearly double what I was in green. Like, they were at 4,000 something, 4,500 or 4,700 hit points. Like, it was up here. And if I was not in greens, this, I wouldn't have tried any of them. So definitely be careful with those. But we made it through, and we're still questing along that. On the passies, though, I did end up playing. So I've got a little baby Tauren Druid. She hit 27, so we did a few fires, not too many, so we're getting there. It is definitely challenging on the horde side and playing a druid. It's not like it's impossible, but obviously a rogue who can just, you know, stealth in and out quite quickly, whereas the druid, we have what is it? Prowl, which has about a 5-second cooldown. So, and those damn bloody Scorpids in Durotar. I swear to God, there's like one of it that's just like keeps looking at me going, I know your stealth. I know your stealth. I can see you. So yeah, so that's always fun. But she's 27, so we're getting there slowly on her. However,
absolutely. That's great, but where do you go on the horde side? Because on the alliance side, we have the gnome starting place.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything equivalent?
Nope.
No.
The best I've found is actually just to stay in Durotar, and that's all I'm doing. Because even though it's not the same horde side, we get screwed over so badly.
More skills on the horde side, so I mean we are better.
Oh, shots fired. But yes,
we don't need any help.
Yes, but it really, there is no other zone. Like, I've looked at all the other zones, and even going over to like Blood Elf, there was nothing in that starting zone, as opposed to, you know, New Tinkertown, where you can run around and there's pretty much all yellow mobs up until, what, the wolf at level 7. Well, at level 7. And I think the
Gnolls. The
robot Gnolls
area.
The Gnolls are yellow. So
no, they are red.
Those ones. Gnolls. Oh, the gnolls over at the further.
Yeah.
On the map, yes. Yeah.
They can aggro.
Yes. Most of the other stuff, though, is like yellow that you can run around. Yeah. And there are it is fairly safe, and there's good paths there. But I found that Durotar's worked best for me, horde side.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not to the degree of what Alliance has. So I'm just sticking with Durotar. I've got a really good path. I know my path. I know the patting of all the Scorpids now. Like, you ask me, I can tell you. He's like, he's going to walk over here and up here and around, and then it'll stop. Then he'll come back. Then he walks over here. So, yeah, I know them all. I've sussed them all out.
Scorpion ranks
it even more impressive.
You gotta know your scorpions, definitely.
Because Steve Irwin, wow. Yes. Oh, there's a scorpion over there.
It's like, what?
Sting me.
Yeah, by cranky mate. Yeah, so that was, so she's going quite good. And then my Night Elf Rogue, I ended up finishing off a few more fires on her. I went and bought a pet because I had like 370, nearly 400 blossoms. So I was like, well, I'm not going to let these go to waste. So I went and bought a pet for about 350. And I can, you know, we'll sell it later, you know, always good to make a little bit of gold on a challenge tune. Cause you know, that's my other fun thing is let's see how much gold I can make on this tune. And she hit 78 70. I don't even know. Scholazar, love Scholazar. And look, he was up again. Seriously, this is the fourth time on my passy. I've seen the rare. It was in a different spot. It was in a spot that I was not aware that it could spawn there. And I thought I knew all the spawn points for it. So that was interesting. But yeah, so she hit 78. 78. I still can't believe it. But and then I played some Bloods yesterday. So I didn't get all through them this week. But I did play my Human Warlock hit 20. So she's at 565 kills, which isn't too bad because, you know, guess where I was? For something different. I was in Loch Modan, of course. So yes, that's always good. And I didn't even get halfway. I think I got about halfway around the zone of killing rares. And then I swapped over to my Kul'Tiran Hunter. She hit 22. So I finished off the rest of the rares. And then I went to Wetlands. So she managed to ding 22 on that. And then my Dark Iron Dwarf hit 29. So we got a little bit of... Oh, she's a warlock as well. And so we're getting there. I wanted to play another one last night, but, you know, rep grinding. I love dying in Nazjatar. Love it. See this face? Lita falling off frickin' everything. So I think I'm up to about 15 deaths in Nazjatar just alone. But thank God that's not a challenge soon. Do not go to Nazjatar on a challenge soon. Because that would be like suicide. Like, seriously. All right. Okay. So anyway, at least we've all had a relatively good week. So well done, guys.
All deaths.
No deaths from us. Yay. That's always positive. And obviously, right. Good luck with both of you this week for your challenge tunes. All right. Let's have a look. Where's my little bumper? Let me find it.
Breaking now. News from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yay. Guess what? Need a new bumper. Anyway, I just remembered about that. Forgot about that. We will be transitioning into new stuff eventually, but for the moment, Lita's trying to not mess up the rest of the podcast. So anyway, all right, a couple of things. Dark Moon Fair starts, well, for me, it's starting tonight. I think it hits in about 5 p.m. my time. So whatever that is for you guys. So Dark Moon Fair is obviously super fantastic for your pacifists. You can take your irons and your greens over, get yourself a 16 slot bag and get yourself some little bit of gold. Get the introductory quest if you've not been there and sell your tickets back to the vendor. Buy the Dark Moon storage box. That's what you need. Sell it back for $2.50.
Don't forget about the working man.
And the working man. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Working man is very... Which I'll talk about in a minute, actually. But just remember, Dark Moon Fair. Bloodthirsties. No love. Once again, no love for a bloodthirsty. Please don't go there because you will probably end up flagging yourself due to quest stuff. So you need to be careful of that. Okay, now the other thing is we have updated the rules a little bit for the mount equipment because we are getting some questions on that. So if you have a look under, and it's definitely under... The irons will be rule number 14. So I think that should be pretty much the same for the others. You will find that it says that mount equipment is allowed. However, what I want to remind everyone is there is another rule that states, and that is for irons, it is rule 7, and in particular 7A, which says... Do not send yourself gold, bag anything that is going to help with your challenge soon, because it is a solo challenge, okay? So if you earn mount equipment on your toon, if you purchase it off the auction house on your toon, because you've got enough gold, okay. But as to sending stuff, that is in the rules. Do not send yourself stuff, okay? So hopefully that will help in clarifying, and I apologize that it's taken a little bit of time to get up there, but it's there, it's in there, okay? All right, now, the other thing is Working Man has also been updated with one of the rules to state you must have at least one profession by level 21, or you'll be flagged. Red flagged, that's it, you're done, okay? So you don't have to take every single profession that you're doing with Working Man, but you must at least have one. So, therefore, you cannot be on a Working Man and an Iron or any other list. Alrighty? So, one profession. And that is now in the rules. So, definitely, always read the rules. Check out the FAQ. There is your PSEA for today, again. Okay? Other than that, awesome. Did I have to mention anything else? Did I cover everything?
I don't think so. I think you covered everything. So
excellent. All right.
Yeah, read the rules, please. And also the FAQ.
Yes. Very, very, no very important. Very important. Okay. All right, let's do the state of the challenges. Let's see how that we've gone this week for everyone. So I will get... So, Seffi, can you do the irons, please, to start off?
Yes, and if I butcher and you're listening, I'm sorry. Number 10 is Edgerland at 58. It looks like there's a rest in peace marker there, so I am sorry about that. Number 9 is Zortzedin at level 60.
Yay, Zortz!
Number 8, yay, Zortz made it!
Yay!
Number 8, Solfu made it to level 64. Number 7, Farrakhan made it to level 64 as well. Number 6, to level 65. Number 5, Hunter Punk made it to level 70. Number 4, Imposter made it to level 78. 8, 9 made it to level 79. Number 2, One Shoe Tash made it to level 82. And at number one slot this week, Jangler made it to level 94. That should
Nice.
And yeah, like Sophie mentioned, if I butcher any names, I'm sorry. So, but at 10th, we have Ren Ved Soul at level 36. And then we have Sayabara at level 55, and then we have Nikki at level 55, and Soulfist at 58, and then Blood Swords at level 65, and Killer Chris at level 68, Soul Snuffer at level 77, Blood Trap at 81, Soul Stoned at 87, and Soulful Paw at 106. So yeah, yes. No deaths, and yeah, congrats.
Well done. Awesome.
Well done indeed. And then it looks like for the pacifists, at 10 we have a Ferelia at 52. Number 10 we have a Five Piglety at 54.
Love that name.
I know, that sounds so cool. Number 8 is a Posey Picker at 55. Number 7 is Awesome Blomster at 61.
Woohoo!
Numbers, woo!
Yay me.
Yeah. Number 6 is to 62. Number 5, Passapaw at 71. Number 4, Pasolita at 78.
Yay!
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, Number three is just Passive Fist. Good job on getting that name.
Chris! Yay!
79. Number two is Zaya Packy at 81. Mm-hmm. And then number one slot this week is Silent Herber at 97.
Nice.
Well done.
Well done. Absolutely.
So close to 100.
Getting there. Yeah. All right. Tins. What do we got? Awesome.
So we have Learn SS. Maybe not the correct pronunciation, but at 16.
Mm-hmm.
Deliron at 17. Klarni at 19. Tinkin at 25. Cassit at 36. Tin at 40. And Tin at 47. And then we have Better Tin at 48.
Nice.
Indeed. Yeah. And Iron Grimmy at 48.
Mm-hmm.
And this week's winner is Arendelle at 71.
Nice.
Excellent. Congrats.
All right. Green, Seffi, what do we got?
Right. Number 10 is Greenocide at level 40.
Love it.
Number 9 is Jade Lita at 42.
Wow. Nice.
And then 8 is Green Boom at 47.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is Christiest at 52. Number 7 is Pendy Roni at 53.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Jangri made it to 67, but was red flag for one epic slot being equipped.
Mm.
That can happen by accident. It stinks. You're like, oh no, I clicked it, and you're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then number 4, Fairy Ilsa, I'm sorry, 70, but then...
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry.
Sorry, fair. Yep.
And then number 3 is Celadon, made it to level 70. Number 2, Evagreen, made it to 90 and then died.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, these hurt. And then number 1, Farrah Verde, made it to 97. So good job, who is still cranking in there.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Now, Working Man, awesome. I'll get you to take this. Just bear with the when the report comes out, it's a little bit all over the shop. So I've tried to do it as justice as I can. But yeah, so we have got a full 10 for Working Man this week. So awesome. Take it away, please.
It's great. Great to see so many have started it.
Mm.
And at, yes, we have Sunar at 12 and Gossamp at 17, Gaerdon at 17, Darvex at 17, Bostlock at 20, and then we have 9 till 5 at 24, and Ferestella, I think, mm-hmm. at 25, and Hoopty at 44, and Alai Lira at 59 and Dark Lemon already at 62.
Mm-hmm. And they're both actually Death Knights, so but they're doing a Death Knight as a Working Man, which still shows up. Yeah. So good luck, because obviously getting out of Death Knight starting zone is not easy. Is not easy. No. And sorry, Zortz, I didn't realize the report came out. And Zortz, you just get extra bonus credit this week. So, yay. Go, Zortz. But anyway. And obviously, Fair's just saying, yes, that she did... she stepped the wrong way in a Zep in Howling Forge. And there was...
Yeah.
No water, so I'm so sorry, Fair. Yeah, she was saying, I think it was last night or the night before. But you know what? What's your current chamois? Because this was her chamois that she's doing. But she's re-rolled, and this is a sign of a true champion. got back in there. She's back, and she was, I think she was about 14 or 15 when I saw her last night. So she's at 19 already. So there you go. That's she's picked us up back up, and she's back out there. Go, girl. Fantastic.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
All right. So let's have a look at the teams. So for this week, Iron Teams, we have got Light and Lightning hit 34. Shintorix at 36, and number two this week. And number one, not sure if I know these guys. Don't know. Not really sure. Team Puppet rides again. Sounds familiar. They hit level 60 yesterday. Go Zorts and Nisi. Well done. They are back into the 60s. And you know what? I saw them. They were back in Outlands. So, baby is back. No, that doesn't quite work, does it? Back in Outlands? Yeah. Anyway. Go, guys. Zorts is like, never heard of them. Well done. So proud of you guys. You are doing awesome. Well done. Now, for blood teams and green teams, none. Nobody. Nothing. Zero. Zip. So that was interesting. I'm like, nobody played any blood or green teams. Okay. Obviously, everyone's, you know, either real life or are focusing on other things. Rep grinds. in WoW. So, yeah, that's could possibly be that, maybe. But in the Outback, Nisi says, yeah, you're... Yeah, well, Hellfire is a bit like the middle of Australia, so yeah, you could say that. You see, that would work. All right, well, obviously, well done to everyone who's been leveling this week. Commiserations, obviously, to all of those that we have lost. It is always a rough time, but like Seffi and Awesome and I were saying earlier, get back if you, you know, you take the death as a learning curve and roll again, go for it. So yeah, all right, okay, let's find now next bumper. Where have I got that one hidden? Let's have a look. Here we go, let's do it.
This just in, it's chit chat.
Nice
chat.
Nice. I love Rogue Slayer, honestly. Okay. Now, first one, as is always the custom, because, you know, we have to have some traditions, and this is a tradition for chit chat. So, Seffi, I'm giving it to you. Do it whatever justice that you think it deserves. I've tried really hard not to read it, even though I had to put it in the notes, so I've not looked at it. So, okay. Read it. This is from Azzy. Go for it.
Why did the Can Crusher quit his job?
I don't know.
Because it was so depressing. Oh.
That's so cute.
One of the better ones.
That's
good.
Azzy, that is cute. I love it. That is so cute. Oh, Zorts is not amused, but honestly, that is a cute one. That's, you know, Zorts, you always keep him honest, okay? Keep him honest, keep Azzy on his toes, absolutely. All right, okay, awesome. Let's take the next one, please.
Yeah, so it's C-Cow or something, C-X-Cow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's the difference of working man and, say, pacifist?
Okay. So basically, pacifist is not killing.
Yeah. And iron and working man is like having an iron man, but you can also use professions to get quests and XP and yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an iron man with more tools to get you up in the...
That's it. Working man is exactly iron, but you're allowed professions. Whereas a pacifist is not iron. pacifist is a completely different challenge. So it's all about not, you can quest, yeah, but you don't want to take those quests that might force you to, you know, there are some quests that do count as kills, so you got to be really careful. Point in thought, since Darkmoon Fair is coming, don't go and whack a knoll. Whack a knoll will count as a kill on a pacifist. You're done. Okay? So, yeah. So that's what the difference is. So do you want to do some sort of peace-loving, picking herbs? Pacifist is picking and mining. Like, the majority of times, that's what you're going to be doing. Yeah. Working man is still questing. It's still iron, but you've got the bonus of adding in professions, which gives you some daily stuff that you can do. And obviously then opens up Darkmoon Fair to get in your profession quest. So, all right. But good question. Always nice to have something a little bit different and to check on it. So thank you for that. All right. The next one is from Kivamp. Says, I read all the Iron Man rules. Mods are okay to use. Didn't see anything about them in the rules. So basically, it is in the FAQ, not necessarily the rules. So don't forget, check the FAQ. However, mods, using the mods are okay. Or your add-ons, when he means mods, add-ons, okay? They are okay within reason. Now, obviously, things like handy notes, you know, I use handy notes a lot for world events and all that kind of stuff, just to remember, because, guys, the fundamental thing is I'm getting old, okay? I don't care what anyone says. So my brain's not thinking like it did when I first started. Wow. Long time ago. Anyway, so I don't always remember where things are. But things like handy notes, they can be good. You know, NPC scanners, that can be good. There are auction house stuff that you can utilize. But what you don't want to be using is add-ons and mods that are going to stop you from doing certain things. So if it stops you from drinking a potion, an elixir, putting on certain gear, well, they're the ones that are not allowed, because that's changing the game. You need to be able to pay attention to what you're doing. Just, you know, that's part of it. As we know, most of us have done where we've accidentally equipped something that we couldn't have. Because you know what? When it came down to it, when I didn't, it's because I wasn't paying attention. So, you know, and that is part of what the challenge is. You know, you need to, if you make a slip in mindset, judgment, whatever you want to call it, it's, you know, and that's why always leaders, rule number one, do not play when you're tired. This is years of experience, okay? Years of experience. So yeah, that's definitely can do that. So
absolutely. But also remember that there are add-ons out there that auto equip new upgraded or new and better gear. Mm. So remember to turn that off, because I shamelessly use a Cygor, and Cygor have a feature that will auto equip new gear, and it also have a semi auto equip where you just confirm or accept new and better gear that you get. So check all settings and disable if possible. Be careful.
I mean, the easiest thing is, like I said, I run with about, I don't even, I think about 140 add-ons, like, across. Obviously, I've got some Warlock specific, I've got some Hunter specific and all of that for my normal tunes. The majority of those get turned off when I'm on a Challenger. However, there's stuff I can't live on. You know, I cannot live without my my bars. I haven't seen a normal WoW UI in years, because I like my bartender. I like my, you know, there's just certain things that just, that's what I like. So I have those. But the majority of some of the bigger stuff I don't need. You know, I don't need fishing add-ons when I'm on a challenge toon who can't fish. So, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. But hope that answers your question. Thank you for that. It's always good to double check. If in doubt, double check. Okay, Sefi, can you take the next one, please?
Yes, from Michael. Hello. Hello, Michael. I'd like to know for the Iron Man challenge if I can use the chauffeured chopper and bandages. Thank you. Yes and yes, but mm-hmm. the bandages you have to buy from the auction house. You can't mm-hmm. profession and make them.
That's right.
So that's the key thing. Don't learn. I think it's tailoring now. It was first aid. Mm-hmm. Don't learn that and build stuff because you will red flag. And the chauffeured chopper is just a mount. There's nothing that's tracking those before 20 going, so mm-hmm. right away.
Yep.
Also from Michael, I have a question about the Iron Man rule, quote, cannot boost your character, unquote. And then also, a priest who passed by me put his shield on me. Is that forbidden? Mm-hmm. Character boosting is the WoW paid service of boosting your character with a paid fee to get a higher level character. That's not allowed. Mm-hmm. Completely destroys the point of the challenge if you're going to pay for a max level boost.
Yeah.
Any player who runs by and puts a buff or a heal over time or something similar on, you can just right click it off. Mm-hmm. It's usually up in the right hand corner unless you change something with your interface.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And, right. you know, players, there are players out there that it's like, hey, look, I throw a little stamina buff on you or whatever. And it's really, really sweet. It's most annoying when they stand there and constantly do it and you're whispering, I'm going, I'm a challenge toon. Can you please not do that? And, you know, and most people are very good, but definitely just... right click it off as soon as as soon as you see it, just right click it off and move on and keep questing. That's fine. Okay. So not an issue on that one. But yeah, no character boosts at all. Like Sefi said, that defeats the point. Okay. Next one. Awesome. Which we have touched on, which I forgot, but anyway, we'll do the question.
So we got a question from Redictor, and he asks, or she asks, are mount equipments allowed or not? So yes, it's allowed if you buy it yourself, and also if you have a level 100 plus toon, and you have the Water Strider mount, you should have received an inbox mail in game. Yeah, sorry. With an item, so you can use that item that you got sent from Blizzard to equip on your mount to walk on water. So if you have received it from Blizzard, mm-hmm. yeah. If you have earned it, you can use it, but you can't send it from a normal toon to your challenge toon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and as I said, the rules have been updated on. Yeah. All of the challenges to reflect. As I said, Iron Man, it is rule 14. I think it's rule 14 on most, bar 10, I think it was 15. And there was another one, green, possibly, where it was a different number. But it's there with the mount rule, basically. Okay. But again, thank you for the questions, because if in doubt, double check. It's no use, thinking, oh, she'll be fine. Doing something to only is going to end up getting you flagged. So if in doubt, ask the question. Hold off doing something until you've got a clarification from someone as to is it okay or not. But again, check the rules, check the FAQ. That's what they're there. There's a fair bit covered in that, definitely. Okay, now, Sefi, I'm giving you the last one. So good luck. This one's from Stone.
Oh, Stone. Okay. A new database query walks into a bar. The bartender says, sorry, cash only.
Hang on.
I think that one's funny.
I made something. Hang on. Here you go. Sorry. Let me see if this plays.
Sorry.
I'm I may have had a little bit of fun. I got a couple of things. He's not in the chat room, is he? Tough. If you are, guess what I did. All right, okay. I've got this one. Hang on.
One more, please.
So this makes up for all the ones that he did of me over the years. And hang on, I've got
this coffee one. Is my blood. It will no longer be heard.
Well, it's there, but I normally say coffee is my blood, so everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, this one?
Yep, I am. Not really.
Anyway, all right, so that's just a couple. I need to make it louder? Okay. All right, I will look at that. It sounds fine here. It's hard to, Does that make it? Let's do it. Because, you know, we can never get enough of Stone saying sorry. Here we go.
Sorry. Sorry.
Can you hear that one? Is that Bella? Hopefully it is. Anyway, that was me having a little bit of fun this week just to do something. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bella. Okay. All right. Let's go into now. Was there any questions? I think we've kind of covered everything, guys. We've covered that. Nisi's, your other account is that okay? That's why there's been no blood team. Gotcha. Holiday week 5 is saying, oh, yeah, of course. People probably doing content. Stuff. Probably go out into the sun. What's that? Shakara. Yeah, I don't think we've got anything else that we need to do on that. So what we might do is let's do some thank yous. So awesome. I'm gonna give these ones to you because, you know, everyone's sick of hearing me talk. So, we want to say a massive thank you to our Iron Elite. So, can you do the roll call for the Iron Elite for me, please? And I don't think there's anyone new. I had checked earlier, but I think everyone should be up to date. If it's not up to date, poke me, let me know. I'm trying to keep really on top of it, but go for it.
Yeah, so let's see. It's Asif and Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Daenerys 1985, Dave the Hunter, Dino is a subscriber on Twitch, and Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Fresley, Gestin, Grand Nagus, Introvert Genius, Cashbringer, and Chris, Layla, yes, that's you.
No, that's Layla. There is Layla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Lisanne, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, O Canada, and Onyx Hammer, Perutin, P.S. Ducky, Rude the Bruin, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Tailani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tulibardin, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Ulminia, Unamithil, I think, and Velisela, Minema, Saya, Swords, and Stone.
Yes.
So thank you so much for the support.
Thank you very much, Lee, because obviously all the support that we get helps in running the website, the server from that. So please just remember, no money goes to us. We all volunteer to do this, but it does pay for the server costs. And again, a huge thank you to Stone. Like he said last week, he is going to continue to host that on where he's got it. And he is making, even though he's not here, he's making a huge contribution. And we do, as always, hugely grateful to him and to all of our Iron Elite. So if you're interested in looking into that, please jump on the website. There is all the information there. And again, we do greatly, greatly appreciate the help with paying for the server and the website and all of that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, as always.
Yes. Your Canadian leader.
Yeah, exactly. All right, as always, I just want to say a shout out to our mods. They work tirelessly and really appreciate everything. I know Stir and I both appreciate all that you guys do. So I just want to say, so to Awesome, Trousers, thank you. Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, and Zortz. This is from Stir and I. Thank you, as always, for modding it up, both in Discord and in our Twitch channel and all the places, the forums, the websites and all of that, for keeping me in particular on my toes with the things that we need to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, we are happy to help.
Excellent, and greatly appreciated it, so thank you for that. And for everyone in the chat room, thanks guys for coming out and hanging with us for the last hour and nearly hour and a half. So thank you again to all our viewers, to all our listeners. Just want to say a massive thank you, because without you guys, we wouldn't be doing this, so appreciate that. Thank you. All right, so wrap up. We will be back next week, which is Saturday, July 13th. How are we in July already, guys? It's crazy. This year, honestly, flying by. As always, it is 7 p.m. Eastern, or it is 9 a.m. on a Sunday later time. So, yeah, if you want to know what that is. So we will be back next week. And we have got Rogue Slayer is coming to have a chat with us next week, so it'll be good to catch up with her. But Sefi, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for sharing all of the things about you and how you're playing the challenge tunes. So if you want to,
thank you for stopping by.
Let everyone know where they can find you, get in contact with you, all that kind of stuff would be excellent.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me on. So my Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram, which I'll do a photo relating to the stream, is all Sefi1277. Real simple, real easy. And those would be the main places to find me and say hi.
Nice. Excellent. And we'll have that information up on the web, on the website with the episode when that's out tomorrow, once it's up. So don't forget, you can check out wowchallenges.com for all of your information. There is Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channel info there. So please go and check the homepage. If you want to find where you can listen to us, then you can certainly check out Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And of course, if you've got any questions, tips, tricks, all of those kinds of things, you can certainly send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. All right. Awesome. Where can we find you?
Yeah. So I think the easiest way is to just send me a message on Discord. I'm not really active on social media. So, okay. So if there's anything, just send a message and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Nice. Absolutely. I mean, Discord's normally the can be the easiest way to get a lot of us, but certainly drop a line if you need to. All right, and don't forget, you can find me.
Just keep in mind that when you send us a message on Discord, time zones and
time zones is a real factor, people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah, when there's not that instant reply back, it's probably because some of us might be sleeping. So, You know, it does happen. It does happen. All right. Other than that, don't forget, you can find me. I am on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. And you can also check out my other shows, which are Behind the Avatar and Adventures in Azeroth, which I will, Stone and I will continue to do. So that should be in a couple of weeks' time, I think, is time to do that one. Okay, so time zones, yeah, Grandagus, definitely. Okay, awesome. Can you do the last lot of thank yous for me, please?
Yeah. So, and also a huge thank you to Mark Conan that have made the intro, and you can find him at Mark Conan Wow at Twitter. And of course, also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro. And you can of course find him at epic_insanity at Twitter. And you can also find him. No, sorry, it's you can also find him on Twitter at as Frozen Nerds and the BlizzCon podcast. Yeah, sorry for screwing that up.
No, that's okay. Absolutely. You can both Mark Conan and Epic are absolute amazing and wonderful friends. So I thank them very much for helping us out. And we do greatly appreciate it. Other than that, I'm gonna try and not and stuff up the outro. So fingers crossed. Because I had set it all up, but I must have done something wrong. Anyway, but again, for everyone who's popped in, who's here, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Good luck, everyone, with your challenge tunes, and just have a good week. And again, Seffi, thank you so much for your time today. And it's been wonderful getting to know you and how you play the game. And awesome. Thank you for being my my other chair, my co-host this week. I really appreciate it, guys. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
Thank you both.
Stay safe, everyone. That's the main thing. All right. Okay, I'm going to do fingers crossed. Let's see if this works. You can do it. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's do it.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.